in this episode of Bear Podcast.
A six-day load.
Star Wars plot leaks.
HIV on the rise in young adults.
Dog poop will get you in deep shit.
All this and more on this episode of Bear Podcast. Bear Podcast, 528.
Hey, all you bears.
He steps into bumping the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white, has
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 528. And it's a Wednesday, July 23rd.
We're recording late.
Very late this weekend.
And why are we recording late, man?
Because I just came from P-Town. But actually, it's a...
He's still crusty.
Yeah, I miss P-Town. I miss...
He missed getting peed on in P-Town.
Yeah. I missed the guy from the Dick Doc saying, piss, piss, piss. Remember? A guy. I think that
I don't remember. I've never been under the Dick Doc, so
right.
I wouldn't know.
I was just there visiting. But
the Dick Doc all week long.
Yeah, but it's funny because the guy, I think the same guy was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I was there in July 11th. Yeah, we flew into Boston first and hung out at the alley, and then we rode the ferry at 2 o'clock, pretty late.
The ferry's riding the ferry.
Yeah, and you know we rode the fast ferry, and it's supposed to take about 1.5 hours to get to P-Town, but it takes 2 hours. Guess why?
Why?
Because of the wait. Yes, we had the.
Unlike the week before, Twinkie Boys, but it only took half the time because
there
was so much helium on that. But
yeah, but whenever it's promised down, it's Bear Week. The ferry's kind of heavy, so. But that's the
big old ferry too.
Yeah, that's the working joke of all the time by the captain. So it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's actually our second anniversary, me and Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why...
It's only been 2 years. It seems like forever.
I know. 2 years ago, Ray is our solemnizer,
mm-hmm.
who married us that 2 years ago there in P-Town. So that was great. So yeah, we're 2 years married. Although we've been together for 12 years, we got married 2 years ago. Yeah, that's right.
Him and Mike, not...
Yeah, me and Mike. Me and Mike. Oh, by the way, I should tell you guys, I did an interview with Brian Sims last week, July 16th. So watch out for that in the feed. You'll see it very soon. Yeah, Brian Sims is the state representative, Democratic state representative of Pennsylvania. And it's an honor to have him in the show.
He's kind of cute, too.
Yeah, he's pretty cute. And thanks to Bob for hooking us up to, you know, just to...
Y'all hooked up?
We all hooked up, yes. Me and Brian Sims.
That's one way to get them votes. No. And you're not even a registered voter there in PA.
No, I'm not registered there in Pennsylvania.
Or did you think he had a PA? Is that where you got confused?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. So, so watch out for that in the feed. And also on YouTube and Vimeo, we're going to put that in the show. Okay, so a few more things happened last week.
That's a lot of shit happened to you last week.
Yeah, that's right. I saw my ex.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay, guys, this is my ex from 12 years ago.
Filipino.
12 years ago? 14 years
Sticky
ago.
Rice.
14 years ago. It's been 14 years.
14 years.
14 years. I haven't seen my ex for 14 years. He's also Filipino. And
Sticky rice. Sticky
rice. I was sticky rice back then. So what can I say? I was. But anyway, so yeah. He was there with his boyfriend Andy and we hung out that weekend. So it's a lot of, it's really pretty good. And then the booze cruise. I don't know if you've been to the booze cruise.
No, I think I went on the booze cruise when I was there that year.
Yeah, it's kind of a fundraiser. And we just ride a boat, you ride a ferry, the boat, and then you get drunk. And
imagine getting drunk in P-Town.
Yeah. And then Tuesday, we had a party in the mm-hmm. house, and we invited a couple of people. A couple meaning 60. There's lots of people who came over. It was warm.
It was a small orgy.
No, it's not an orgy.
The sling was up, wasn't it?
The sling was out. Okay. If you see the picture.
It was an orgy.
Yeah, there was. No, there was no orgy because the sling was repurposed.
Uh-huh.
It was repurposed. If you're watching the video right now, it's here. If you right now, if you're watching the video here, we repurposed the sling to be our chips holder and booze holder. So it was fun. I mean, that's the same.
So then you can throw a bear on there, put their legs up in the stirrups, and have avocado on the ass. Avocado dip.
Oh,
and
get gross. Some of that hot
salsa and eat that ass out. Just burn it up.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that was also singlet day. So, some of the pictures here, you'll see people on singlets.
He has a big penis.
Yeah, the guy with the big penis? Yeah, he does. Yeah, so I have pictures with a lot of people with singlets on. So, I still have to post that on Facebook and Flickr and stuff like that. So, some hot guys. Also, we got to watch Rent, a local production of Rent. You've seen Rent before, right?
Yes. I like the movie version much better.
Oh, really? That's lame. You have to watch the musical.
I never can understand a damn thing they're saying doing the live musical. It all just blah, 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 like that to me. And then when I watch the movie, I can understand every word they're saying.
No, the problem with this one, they had audio problems. So, same thing. Yeah. There's so many things. I know the song. I could pretty much sing the song.
I've seen the touring version of Rent twice, and both times I just kind of sit there, and unless they were talking, I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
Yeah.
They were singing.
So anyway, the lead man who played Mark fucked up really bad. Well, maybe he was nervous. I don't know, but I could have told him what the first few lines of it would have been. But he screwed up the first line. He sang the second verse instead of the first verse. So he sang the second part of the song in the end instead of the first one. So he did it twice, three times, I think, until he got cued in by Roger. So, anyway, so that was the event in the small theater there in P-Town. And then Saturday, watched the Red Sox in Boston. Went back when we rode the ferry back to Boston, and Mike and I went to watch the Red Sox versus the Royals, and Red Sox won. And then what else happened? Went to Maine,
mm-hmm.
visited Mike's family, and coming back, we went to Salem. You were asking me earlier if I saw
any witches.
I didn't see any witches. I didn't see a good witch or a bad witch. No, they didn't see any.
Were there any bitches?
There were many bitches.
Yes.
You know, I was telling Mike, you know, here in Salem, if you see these novelty stores,
yeah.
I don't think this is a good place for people who steal. To, you know, do some shoplifting here. Because, you know, this is Salem. And, you know, you might play a curse on them or something. I don't know.
They might. Did y'all go in one of the shops?
Yeah, we did.
Mike say the voodoo shops in New Orleans were better?
I personally think the voodoo shops in New Orleans are better. He would think so, too. Because it's more authentic, I would say. Because over there, it's really just... It's really just a novelty show. Just many things that are just skulls and stuff like that. It's not tarot cards, but they don't have candles. Usually, if you're a voodoo shop, you know. No, I don't know. It's more. I don't know what's the difference. There's a voodoo shop and they.
It's just all about where the magic came from.
The magic came from. Okay, so we went there and I was reading some literature. I don't know if you guys are watching or listening. You've heard about Salem. I've been reading about on some of the history there that there were no witches at all who were burned to the stake, or got hanged or anything, because it's all just a witch hunt. If you get accused, you get accused, and they call you're a witch. But there were no real witches. All of them were just accused.
Yeah, but they were burned at the stake.
Yeah, they were burned at the stake
because
they were accused. But were they really witches? They were just accused.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Play with the devil.
I know. So anyway, so what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, not much, really. Most of my stuff we're going to hit in the entertainment section. But I have learned to play a new board game. Our friend Sarah introduced us to last weekend. So we played it last Saturday night. Then we played it again this previous Saturday night. So Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cool board game. So I liked it.
I think I bought that and I sent it to Manila. So I might be able to play that when I go to Manila.
It's pretty interesting to play. I mean, it's kind of like a different format of Monopoly, sort of, because you're trying to get cards and build villages and settlements and roads and trying to block your people from getting your competitors from getting stuff and you know, trying to get up to 10 points. So it was pretty good. It's been a pretty good game. So
I'm going
to
be able to play that.
Really. There's usually three of us playing, so you can have up to four, I think, unless you get an expansion pack, which makes it much bigger. So.
Okay. So that's what you've been doing. Have you been watching any?
Well, I've been watching a bunch of movies and TV shows, and we'll talk about those. Any of y'all watching Extant, the new Halle Berry TV show?
What's the title again?
Extant.
Extant.
Like extinct, but extant.
Okay.
But I missed the first two episodes, and we watched them this week on Amazon.
Okay.
For $2.99 a piece in high def. And they were both really good. The storyline was very good. I hope it lasts. But it's probably going to kind of be like Gravity and be cut off here pretty soon. I think it's CBS. But I like the storyline. I like the plot. I like the future they got set up and everything. So it's pretty cool.
I haven't been watching TV. I want to watch TV, but I just couldn't find time. I can't even listen to other podcasts.
Well, it's too damn hot to do anything else right now. So,
I know.
So that's why we've been watching a lot of TV and movies. So. Yeah. And I have had a lot of, and I've been having sleep apnea pretty bad, so I've been watching a lot of movies at night, so I can't sleep.
Oh, you mean your insomnia?
Insomnia, yeah.
Okay. So what do you do?
I'll sit there and watch stuff on YouTube
and
on my Kindle and hopefully eventually fall asleep. What usually happens is I'll go in there, I lay in, I toss and turn, and I finally fall asleep. And then about 2 a.m., Manny gets up and has to go outside. I don't know what it is about the last couple weeks, but I had to get up at damn 2 o'clock and have to go outside. But
Explain to the audience who is Manny.
Manny is my Shababa.
Shababa.
So he's a cool Shababa. He didn't bark and be all nippy and yippy like all those other little chihuahuas. He's pretty cool.
You can jump on your bed?
Yeah, you can jump
on your bed. I thought your bed is high.
Well, no, but see, I hear him. We got wood floors in the bedroom, and you hear click, 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 click across the floor at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because he usually sleeps in this big muff right next to me on the floor. So when he gets up and hits that wood, you can hear him clicking all over the house with his nails. So.
Oh, that's cute.
But, I'll just sit there and watch. Lately, I've been watching stuff on building Earthships. Eco living, off-grid living. I bought a couple of books to read on self-sustainability. So I'm ready to go buy a bunch of shotguns and move out to Montana.
Why Montana?
I don't know. That's where all the crazy people seem to go and build their off-grid houses and wait for the apocalypse. I don't know.
I got a ticket there when I was driving to Montana. They stopped me at running 84 miles an hour on a 75.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You actually got up to 84?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe because he usually drives about 45 all the time.
No, I don't. Anyway, so sounds exciting. So, Ray, what's for entertainment?
All right, entertainment this week. First of all, if y'all have been living under a rock and you missed it, we're going to talk about Star Wars Episode 7, rumors, plot, cast, Episode 7 details leaked. J.J. Abrams shows off X-Wing in the video. So there's spoilers here. So if you don't want to hear spoilers about Star Wars Episode 7 that may or may not be true, then fast forward.
No, you don't have to. It's a rumor, so it doesn't really. It's not really
all rumor. So anyway, you can go check out the video. I'm here to post the link. J.J. Abrams was promoting Force for Change for UNICEF, which is raising money, and you can participate. And one winner will actually get to be on the set and be in Episode 7.
Oh, okay, nice.
So he was talking about that. But in the video, you get to see a different style X-Wing fighter. So watch the video and you can see it. And you get to see the guy walk across and stuff. It's kind of cool. So let's talk about the spoilers because that's even bigger. Earlier in the week, Badass Digest claims to have uncovered the plot for Episode 7 and leaked it. Briefly, the movie begins with new characters played by Daisy Ridley and John Boyega stumbling upon Jedi Master Luke Skywalker's severed hand and lightsaber floating through space. Now, how did it get in space?
How did it get there?
Because it was on Cloud City, unless
there was gravity there.
Well, on Cloud City there was, but that means that Darth Vader got it or somebody else found it and ticket to the Death Star or something. So anyway, we'll figure it out.
Just still clamping on the lightsaber.
The plot will revolve around the pair's quest to return the lightsaber to the proper people.
Oh, that's gross.
Ridley and Boyega's quest will lead them to Han Solo and Chewbacca, who are apparently not flying the legendary Millennium Falcon anymore. The former smugglers and rebel war heroes recognize Luke's lightsaber and claim that they have not seen their pal in 30 years, as Episode 7 is set 30 years after Return of the Jedi. This means that Luke has been missing for quite a while, and things may not have been quite so nicely resolved after the death of Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader. Badass Digest adds, in many ways, the plot of Episode 7 is an echo of A New Hope. Instead of R2-D2 coming to Tatooine, it's a hand falling from the sky. But the basic sweep of the story is similar, and intentionally so. But things that seem familiar may not be as familiar as you think. Don't assume that every ice or desert planet in the galaxy has already been visited, if you know what I'm saying. If this was really the plot of Episode 7, then the fans are set up for quite a ride.
I don't know about that. I don't like the idea of a floating hand with a lightsaber still clamped on it.
And it crash lands on a planet, apparently.
I know.
And somebody finds it amazing.
You know, there's such a thing as physics, and it will burn up.
But the midichlorians, you know.
But the midichlorians will protect it. Right. Okay. Good God.
So okay. Anyway, Star Wars Episode 7 is set to open in theaters on December 18th, 2015. So we have yet another year to wait.
A year and a half
to wait. While Nardo was away frolicking with the bears, I was watching movies movies and TV shows. So here's one of the new movies that I got to watch. It was pretty good. It's called Free For All. It's German with English subtitles. And all these are on Netflix. Mark is a cop. Very macho environment with a girlfriend who's expecting their baby. But unexpectedly, he falls for one of the other cops. The sparks fly between them, but there is the girlfriend and the baby who's coming. What to do? Sooner or later, he must face a number of truths, and how he does it, and the results make a strong and very good drama that will hold your attention. It's well shot and very well acted, and those guys do look good. And the two lead characters in the movie are just fucking hot.
So it's like Brokeback Mountain, but only...
Yeah, and of course it's German, so they're pretty much full on sex scenes and nudity and so.
Oh, there is.
So it's pretty hot.
Wait a second. There's both straight sex and gay.
I can't remember if there was straight sex. I think they showed him and the girlfriend fooling around, or lying side by side, and him doing her spooning style. But the two guys, the sex between them was pretty hot, and they're both. Very hot because they're both police officers. Oh. So
then it has to be hot because if it's police officers
having sex. Thought the one that's got the girlfriend having the baby, I wasn't that into him at first. I was kind of attracted to the blonde haired guy that's the other officer, the gay one. Mm-hmm. But then by the end of the movie, I was really after the one that was baby daddy.
So that was baby daddy.
Yeah. So
okay.
For all of y'all that have Netflix, Hemlock Grove season 2 just came out. This month. One cannot quench his all-consuming thirst. The other cannot tame the beast clawing its way out. In the sleepy Pennsylvania village of Hemlock Grove, two young men struggle to accept painful truths.
You think Brian Simpson's there?
He might be. Sounds like his place he'd try to be. Yeah. Painful truths about family, themselves, the mystery of the White Tower, and a terrifying new threat so powerful it would turn them from predators into prey. My favorite thing about Hemlock Grove is one a lot. First season was okay, and it got me interested. And then the second season is a little bit better, and it's more developed between the characters and how stuff happens, and it seems a little bit more realistic. But one of my favorite things is the lead character, the wolf character, Landon LeBron, however you say his name. I wish he was a chaser. Oh my God, he is so fine. He is like the ultimate pretty chaser to me. So if you watch the show, he's the wolf guy in the show. So if you need chasers that look like that, call
him. Okay.
No, I'm married. I can't say that. Mm-hmm. So another movie I watched was I Do. When a gay Englishman learns his U.S. visa has expired, a sham marriage keeps him in the States just in time for Mr. Wright to enter the picture. Now, some of y'all may recognize David W. Ross, who's the lead actor in the film, was in Quintanilla in 2006. He was the gay neighbors that bought the house and flirted around with the Hispanic boy. And my second favorite wish, if they were a chaser, is Mike C. Manning, who makes a guest appearance in the film as a hot little twink boy.
Oh, God, these are all twinks.
So,
are there any bears? I hope there's no bears. Oh, there's a movie. There's a TV show. I heard that they have a bear character. But I saw it on Facebook.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my entertainment this week's movies I've watched.
Okay.
Other besides Planet of the Apes, which is awesome.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think of Planet of the Apes?
I thought it was very good. I liked it a lot. It was a very good storyline. Kept me interested. So worked very well with a whole different set of characters. So
I like the way they did the continuity of it. And I like the way. So this is probably, this is the second.
People think there's a third movie because there's the one that Mark Wahlberg did.
Yeah.
And then after that movie, the movie after that restarted and reset everything. The one with James Franco.
Yeah, the one with James Franco was good. This one's really good too.
Yeah, so this is the second one.
So it's got to be a trilogy, right?
Well, there's like, I think originally there were six or seven in the movie. So, so with Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell. Oh my God. So looking forward
to that.
And
Kim Hunter.
So I don't know if I told you before, but Mike and I were driving along New Orleans, and he stopped in one of these streets, and he told me to get out of the car and check out that street that was blocked off. So I did. I looked over. There's trees and some forest stuff like that. So this was like sometime last year or 2 years ago. And he said, "Yeah, that's the set for Planet of the Apes."
I wonder which set it was.
I don't know which one. So I kept looking when I was watching the movie. I kept looking which one is it? Where was it? But I'm sure there's a lot there that they could have shot footage or two. So I'm excited about that. We'll see. What do you guys think? Have you guys watched Planet of the Apes? Or what is it? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. And watch I Do and Free Fall and email us or call us and tell us what you think about those movies.
It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay. This week's gay. Shocking increase in HBI diagnosis. Shocking. And I cannot talk tonight, apparently, either, which I can't do that most nights. Shocking increase in HIV diagnosis rate among young gay bi men. While overall HIV, why can I not say?
Diagnosis
tonight. While overall HIV diagnosis rates have decreased nationwide, young gay men are seeing a frightening uptick in the new diagnosis. According to the CDC, new HIV diagnosis among gay and bisexual men between the ages of 13 and 24 increased by a staggering 132.5% between 2001 and 2011, according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the annual diagnosis rate for general American population dropped by a third over the same time period, according to research culled from the CDC data and published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. Although 500 new cases of HIV were diagnosed over the decade-long study, the annual rate for diagnosis decreased from 24 out of every 1,000 people to 16 out of every 100,000 people, making the decreased annual rate of diagnosis by 33%, according to WebMD's Heart Day News. So, what's the drug we were just talking about before the show started?
Wait, does he hear that it was, the PrEP. I was online and I saw someone who is on PrEP and, on Growler. And PrEP is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's, I think the generic term for that is Truvada.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of Truvada gays out there, and they think I don't know. In my opinion, people think that they're indestructible.
Well, I think that's the people think that anyhow. But I think I'd rather them be taking a drug like
Truvada.
Truvada, than not doing anything at all.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
and here's the deal: most people our age were alive and saw all these people die in the 80s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who just got sick one night and were gone the next day.
Yeah.
So, and after watching
The Normal Heart.
The Normal Heart a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. it was amazing how much that went on before it ever got, I ever heard about it, but I mean, I was a teenager at the time. I was in this age group that they're talking about now. Mm-hmm. That these kids didn't see that, and then they got HIV medication and say, oh, well, if I get infected, I'll just, you know, go take pills the rest of my life and don't die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm glad that people are using Truvada to at least take that precaution if they're going to do bareback sex. So.
Yeah. Well, actually.
Because it's not going to stop. I mean, people are going to do what people are going to do. And that, and regardless of what prevention or what you say use and stuff, because it's just not going to happen.
Actually.
It's human nature.
Yeah, that's true. I mean. There's nothing going to stop them from doing that. But then if you mix wearing condoms and using Truvada or PrEP, whatever, yeah, it worked probably a very high prevention rate if you do it that way. But then, of course, how much are these PrEP medicines, these Truvada medicines? I mean, it's like a pill.
Yeah. And if it's covered by insurance, then I mean, you know.
Yeah. You can actually take it. That's like, you know, if women have, you know, to prevent pregnancy, they take a pill. This one, it's like a ticket for them to have sex all the time.
But, you know, the thing about those drugs, if you miss it one day, you screw yourself. Mm-hmm. And it only takes it to miss it one day to throw your system off that you can still get infected by HIV, they say. So, which is why they're scared about prescribing this to some people, because if you're not, like, rigorous about it, then you...
I don't know. It's something like prevents any kind of disease or HIV to be infected if you keep taking it. But if what is it after exposure, or no, if you know you're gonna be this coming weekend, you start taking it, something like that.
No, you have to start taking it. And you have to keep taking it because the one dose you miss, it doesn't work. You have to keep the level up in your system constantly, from what I've been told.
Okay.
Because I talked to my doctor about it one time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, are there any Truvada gays there? Truvada takers? Truvada users? Let us know. And we can probably have someone in the show.
Yeah. I mean, talk to us how you feel. I mean, we're not trying to judge. I mean, I'm not trying to judge. No, we're not judging. But, I mean, it's an alternative, and it's a personal choice, and... People are going to do what they're going to do. Like I said, it's human nature. So, I mean, I can't say anything. I've bareback before. So,
yeah. Some people bareback. Some people wear condoms. Some people take Truvada instead of bareback. They can probably do that. Yeah. I mean, it's their choice. So then, like I said, you know, it gives you a ticket to have sex. Well, I don't know. Would it be a ticket to have unprotected sex?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things that if you're taking the chance to have bareback sex and you're doing something to try to prevent getting HIV, I guess that's better than just having unprotected bareback sex.
Yeah, and taking a chance. It is better than, I should say. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, let us know if you know anyone who's in.
Well, no, if you do it. If you take it. I mean, we can do it anonymously. You can call into the show.
And
we can do an interview. We
can ask. If you know anyone who's in Truvada, we can.
I mean,
you know.
If you do gay porn, would you do Truvada?
Oh, you're right. Do you think these gay porn actors use Truvada?
I don't know.
But then they have to have a kind of a rigorous regimen of this.
Yeah.
Weeks before. Okay, we're gonna.
And for some people, it's hard for them to take medicine because I take pills every day for my diabetes, my sugar, which is much better, by the way.
Good. Good to hear.
So, you know, if you put it in the thing, you take it every day, that's one thing. But for people that are not used to taking it, and they're out drinking and partying all the time, and oops, I forgot to take it today, and I have unprotected sex tonight.
But isn't there an equivalent, like a plan B for it? There's another regimen for that.
Well, I fucked around with somebody one time who told me they were a doctor.
Okay.
And they would have bareback sex. And they said if they got drunk and hooked up with somebody and they weren't sure about the person, if they were positive or negative, they would go prescribe themselves that drug to take, like they'd been infected in the hospital, and take the prescription. And it's almost like the day after pills or whatever for HIV.
It's like,
for
it's
HIV.
Like,
yeah.
Like plan B.
And it might be a type of whatever.
Type of Truvada.
Truvada. Yeah. Okay. So, and that's what they tell me, whether they did, whether it's the truth or not, but knowing how crazy they are, yeah, I believe it. So.
Oh, wow. Anyway, just let us know, guys. Call in. Nice,
and we're not honestly, we're not judging.
No, not
just,
at
you
all.
You know, it's for discussion.
We're just, it's just for discussion. Okay, the geek that I brought up during dinner tonight at our Chinese buffet, Ren, is about one is Kindle Unlimited.
Unlimited for $10.
I don't have an article $9. Right now, but I can find an article somewhere later for.
Well, now, it's very simple with Kindle.
Yeah,
I mean, for $10, you can get unlimited access to thousands of books.
And audiobooks. And, but then they were saying, I read some reviews about it, that it's they don't have an extensive library for it. Because you may be paying $10 a month for this number of books, and we don't know if you have the books that you want are in that list.
But if you pay that $10 a month, is that like a Prime membership where some books and stuff you can get for free? Does that apply to that?
No, it's really just these are the set of books. These are the set of audiobooks. $10 a month. It's like it's your Netflix for your books. But then, like I said, it's like Netflix. There's a limited library. Right, you can't find a lot of stuff in the.
Yeah, but it might change. I'm sure they're testing it. And if it takes off and does well,
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be like, that'll be one of the things if you publish on Amazon that hey, you get a certain amount for sharing your book. Or,
you know, if they extend this like for Prime member, I'm a Prime member, so I have a Prime membership. You already have videos already that you can watch and some streaming. And then download some and free shipping and everything. If you have that, extend this. Let's say for $5 more in your Prime membership, you can get Kindle Unlimited. Oh yeah, I'll buy it. And then if it's gonna be like a forever, so it's $8 for the Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
and then Kindle Edition, Kindle Unlimited will be let's say $5, $13 for the whole thing. Yeah, I would probably do it.
Yeah, I just wish Amazon would bill monthly. That's what pisses me off about them.
Why? Oh, you don't like the
because you got to pay it all at once on Prime, and for people like me that money's tight, mm-hmm. I can't afford $150 or $100 or whatever it is at one time.
That's,
where over the time, $10 a month, that's going out to eat one night.
Yeah, actually, that's what they're gonna. I think that's what they're planning to do. That's why they increase the price of Amazon Prime so they can do the monthly thing because they can get more money out of that.
Yeah,
yeah. So
we'll see. They haven't rolled it out yet.
Yeah, I hadn't rolled it yet. So. But then the Kindle Unlimited, I got some emails ready to try it out. I don't know. I thought about it, then I called.
Well, you got 30 days free once you start it, so.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I thought I'd try it next month and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's the Netflix of books.
Yeah, see if there's books and stuff, if there's enough there to keep worth. Because if I buy like 3 books a month, that's almost $9 sometimes. So mm-hmm. $10, then if I wouldn't have to buy them, so.
Actually, I did look for the Sookie Stackhouse edition, the Sookie Stackhouse books. It's in that Kindle Unlimited. So I kind of gauge what kind of books are out there. So the Sookie Stackhouse, the Charlene.
Well, so I'm sure they're playing the law of averages, that they'll put all these books that you can download and read. And then when they download that book, that author, however it works out, excuse me, gets paid so much. And then they're hoping that most people only read maybe 2 books a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $4 or $5 for Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest they get to keep. So you get 1 million people doing that. That's a lot of money building up. So
yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I have one more.
Okay.
One more is Ingress. Ingress.
Ingress.
Ingress. English is the
English. English is the
language of my people. No, Ingress. I-N-G-R-E-S-S. Ingress is a social game, actually. It's like geocaching combined with game, which is gamified, wherein you join one of two factions, the Enlightened or the Resistance. Enlightened thinks that, first of all, there's this exotic matter that is around the Earth that you collect. And they're located in different portals around the world. And usually these portals, of course, they're the gas stations, the libraries, fire stations, post office.
But enough these portals churches. Open up around you in a certain area so you can go get
them. Yeah, you go there and you hack it. The term is hack it. So you could capture that and extract the energy from it. So once in a while, you visit that place to extract energy. So it's like checking in a place, right? Yeah. It's technically using, it's like Foursquare, but it's gaming.
So if they tie it into marketing, every Starbucks could be.
Exactly. So that's the point. They see that you always hack or you always check in that place. You hack that place and then you collect whatever you get from there. And then like energy and stuff like that. It's really a map on your phone. And it shows, hello. Yeah. Can you see, is your mic okay?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, test, 1, 2.
Hello, okay, I was just, sorry. Sorry, I thought my audio is screwing up. Anyway, so we did that. It's like a map on your phone, and then you look for these portals, and then if you see one, you go there, and then you check in, or you hack it. And then if it belongs to Resistance, and you're enlightened, then you'll be able to destroy the things that the energy collectors that is installed by Resistance, and then you capture it. It's gamified check in check out. It's a gamified Foursquare, but it's really fun. I mean, I used to play it when I went to Australia and met Seamus from Bears in the City. He introduced me to this game. It was only running on Android, so I got a cheap Android phone to actually play with it. Okay, it works and everything, but then it gets old for a while. And then just last week, it came out on iOS. So I got to download it play it on the iPhone.
Well, Settlers of Catan, there's a app for iPhone too, and for phones too, so you can play it. Okay. So you're basically playing yourself. You're basically playing with yourself.
Yeah, just play with yourself.
Yeah. It's free.
So anyway, those are our Geeks Kindle Unlimited and Ingress on the iPhone, Ingress on iOS. So check it out. Okay, so what's our bizarre rag?
On to the bizarre. Dog poop sets off a weird chain of events. Santa Fe, New Mexico. A well-known American Indian artist said police in New Mexico pulled a rifle on him after his dog pooped in his SUV and a woman mistook his cleaning up efforts for burglary. Pueblo painter Mateo Romero told the Associated Press that the Santa Fe police officer pointed a whip at him during the bizarre misunderstanding Monday that landed him in handcuffs and in the back seat of a patrol car. Hopefully the dog can't poop in the back of the patrol car, because that'd be nasty.
Yep.
According to a police report, the officer pulled out a rifle and detained Romero after Maria Marcus reported a burglary in progress at her Santa Fe home. Romero said he had parked into the driveway after Han Solo, his Shih Tzu, relieved himself inside the SUV during a drive to his studio. Romero said he only wanted to clean the mess. However, Romero said when Marcus spotted him in her driveway, she boxed him in with her vehicle and called 911. I tried to talk to her to explain that I was cleaning up the dog poop, he said, but she got all hysterical and I just backed away, like most do. I bet she's a white woman too. I couldn't leave. It was crazy. Police said they searched Romero and released him after officers did not find any of the woman's property on him. It appeared to be a misunderstanding, the police report said. Mr. Romero was understanding and polite. Mateo is an award-winning painter whose work has been exhibited in Canada and throughout the United States. So, if your dog poops in your car, do not pull in somebody's driveway to clean it out.
Yeah. Stay in the street. Or somewhere public, but not in somebody else's house.
Or take your dog out to walk before you put them in the car.
Yeah.
Although accidents do happen.
Has Manny pooped in the car?
Oh, yes. The first day I got him, he pooped all over the back seat. Thank God I'd put towels and stuff down.
Oh, gross. So. Okay, so those are Geek and Bizarre. Let's go to the voicemail. Actually, this has been 2 weeks in delay. 2 or 3 weeks delayed because Dave sent it.
Well, the voicemail is the only time I ever hear from Dave, because apparently he's fallen off the face of the earth since he's got a relationship.
Oh, that
Relationship. I think you should give me yours because I didn't do anything anymore when I met Robbie. So, but now we don't ever see Dave. So,
you see, your mic is working. Yeah, it is working.
Working.
Okay, let's play some voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Dave.
Hey Dave.
I just got done with a Bear Podcast marathon on a flight from Frankfurt, and thanks for the plug in the last one. I appreciate you. The Under Bears mentioned from Ray, and I had a couple comments about Jason Momoa, and Ray got a few things a little messed up.
Never.
The Drakis are afraid of the water, and then he's going to be Aquaman, which seems really weird to me because I always think of Aquaman with blonde hair and everything. Anyway, I thought that was funny, and I hope you guys are doing good, and I need to come by and say hi on the podcast one of these days soon, and I will see you later. Oh, another podcast that guy should listen to is Cubs Out Loud. They're a group that... I guess they've been around for a while, but I don't think they're on iTunes or Vimeo or anything, so you have to go to their website. And but they're really fun. And another one is, it's not really a podcast, it's more like a video blog on YouTube. It's called The Den, and there's 7 guys from around the world, and they give their different perspectives. It's really neat. I've started watching that, it's really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I hope you're doing good. See you soon.
Oh. They've connected, disconnected.
Later, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the Khaleesi. And I thought the Khaleesi means some kind of a queen. That's why.
So, you know, Jason Mesa, he's a big old queen in my heart. I wouldn't say that to his face, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a big old muscular boy. He'd probably whip my ass.
You would rather.
I might enjoy it, though.
Okay, so thanks again, Dave. I haven't seen Dave for a while. He probably this weekend. Maybe.
Well, he's in a relationship now.
That's right. That's right.
I've never seen him.
Hi, Jason. Okay.
Hey, Jason.
All right, let's do some shout-outs before we go. Just a few. There's so many of them.
Just a few from Maynard and all his bears and P-Town.
I went to P-Town, so there's so many things that happened that weekend. So shout out to Benny and Carrie, Rich and Ken, Scott and Mikey, Jason and Jeff, Jason with the Y. Steven from Houston, of course. He was with us all the way in P-Town. And Kevin and Arctic, Calvin and Matt. Matt's so hot. He's one of the pictures here. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Jay from England and my ex Joel and his boyfriend Andy. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking about my ex.
Tell Joel he needs to change his name to Amos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amos? Why Amos?
Amos and Andy.
Amos and Andy. Also, these two bears that I met also at the dance. God, I forgot their
Which
names.
One?
Scott and Bill. Bill and Scott. Oh, there's Matt. He's hot. Anyway, so hey, there you go. Hey guys, Pete and forgetting their names. Oh my God, I feel bad.
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. Okay, so that's it for me. What about you, Ray?
Happy birthday, Eugene.
Oh, yes, right. Happy birthday, right. Eugene.
So I think today was your birthday. So there's a couple other people that I wished happy birthday that showed up today. To listen to the podcast. I noticed them pop up on the birthday feed. So if it didn't go through, I did wish some of y'all happy birthday today, but my phone jacked up, so I don't know if it went through or not, and I didn't have time to go back and check. So
yeah. And I should say also, of course, my partner, Mike.
Oh,
thank you so much for being patient with me. It's been 12 years.
That's right. You got to come to town this weekend, Mike, because you need to wash those crusty shorts of yours.
What is it again? The term is, the operating sentence phrase is
six day load. It was a 6 day load.
6 day load.
Okay, which is a lot considered it. Most loads in U.S. takes 5 days to go across country. So.
That's right. Okay, so also Angry Alan. I got to meet Angry Alan at last. And he's got this fancy manual camera and reminded me of how pictures were taken when I was in when I was young. We would go to one of the...
Well, Polaroid.
Not even Polaroid. It's one of those things that big box you do camera, that you, yeah. You take out the cap and then that's
it. One of the old-timey photographs.
Oh, yeah. But his was more fancy. He's got that switch thing. So it's very manual. But anyway, yeah, so Angry Alan. Also, Bob and Fred, thank you so much for hooking us up with Brian Sims, the state representative of Pennsylvania. One of the state representatives. So that's it. That's it for me.
That's it.
Okay. All right. So thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call and leave us a voicemail like old Dave did over here. You can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, or we'll play it on the show if you want to. Or if you just want to call and say hi to us, that's fine too. So, mm-hmm.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, and Vimeo. You can listen to the show on Bay Radio Network, on Stitcher Radio, also on the on Roku Player if you have it. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And wolf send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. What a bear.
This time the condom broke and it was serious. Can you hear me? Can you hear me through this door? Because you lock up in there, you frozen twat bitch.
And dog poop will get you deep in shit. Get you in deep shit.
Deep shit.